USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years, and unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Senator Rand Paul is under suspension by YouTube after posting a video of what it deems to be controversial comments about COVID-19 and masks. The Kentucky Republican posting a video from last week where he claimed cloth masks don't work. The CDC has consistently said cloth and over-the-counter masks offer some protection from COVID-19. The governor of Oregon is lowering the requirements to graduate high school in her state.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the spending continues in Washington, D.C., one Republican senator is sounding the alarm.
The Senate approved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Tuesday and immediately shifted focus to a much larger Democratic budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The chamber moved into a marathon voting session known as a Votorama, where an unlimited number of amendments can be proposed. But Senator Mike Braun says that the Republicans need to do whatever they can in the process to stop the spending package. The Indiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the GOP can't be complicit in a rapid expansion of the national debt.
We better not be accommodating the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. They need to shove that through their own reconciliation package. And then mostly, we need to hold firm there and then start changing our ways to where we're not part of this unholy alliance where it's a quid pro quo. We give them what they want on domestic spending. They give us what we want on defense spending. We're another $1 trillion in debt normally.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5-year-old Virginia boy is dead after being left in a hot car. Police in Fairfax County made the discovery yesterday after they got a call for help from a home in the Springfield area near Washington, D.C. First responders finding the boy unresponsive in the driveway, and he was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.